WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album from the British jazz composer and clarinetist Wally Fox. Fox is now in his late 60s and has been part of the British traditional jazz scene since its beginnings in the early 1940s. Now, some English critics consider Fox their country's greatest jazz clarinetist. Kevin says Fox's new album showcases the best of the British traditional movement.
In the early 40s, when the Dixieland revival got underway in the U.S., a parallel movement called trad sprung up in Britain. Like Dixieland, trad has a lousy critical reputation because the bad outweighs the good. Sometimes it's bad enough to be good. Anybody remember trumpeter Kenny Ball's 1963 take on Sukiyaki? That's bad. But even good trad comes with built-in booby traps. The classic New Orleans style trad is based on flourished and began to fade before 1930. The trick for revivalists is to stick close to that style without sounding quaint or archaic. It's not easy. But English clarinetist and trad vet Wally Fox deftly sidesteps disaster on his album Whatever Next for the American specialty label Stomp Off. No put down of Fox to say that he distinguishes himself as much by what he doesn't do as by what he does. In the first place, nobody sings, so you run no risk of hearing a white Englishman do an offensive and tin-eared impression of southern black dialect. In bad trad, a drummer slugs out every other beat as a banjo player plinks noisy chords. But Fox's group, the Soho Shakers, usually a quintet, contains neither banjoist nor drummer. About the only thing wrong with his rhythm section is the sometimes artificially percussive rinky-dink sound of the piano Martin Litton must play. Graham Reed is an able bass and tuba player, but the band's linchpin is guitarist Paul Seeley. You can hear a little modern harmony and some Django Reinhardt swing in his solos, and a lot of Count Basie's partner Freddie Green in his even strumming. After 1930, most jazz musicians followed Basie's lead, adopting a smooth four-beat pulse that made the old two-beat obsolete. The Soho Shakers unobtrusively drift toward the more modern approach. Here's Wally Fox Blues Whatever Next, one of two quote-unquote originals here. Ben Cohen solos on his homemade hybrid of trumpet and cornet. Thank you. think of such tunes as period pieces. As a rule, period pieces reveal the time in which they're made as much or more than the time in which they're set. Linda Evans might have dressed like a cowgirl back on the Big Valley, but her 5-inch eyelashes were strictly mod 60s. Wally Fox, who has referred to himself as a neo-troglodyte, mixes old and new in much the same way. The playing here is rarely stunning, and the leader's clarinet is pretty nasal, but this music has convincing spirit. At a time when modernists are reinvestigating the music's New Orleans heritage, conservators of tradition like Fox may be more valuable than ever.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Wally Fox's new album, Whatever Next, on the Stomp Off label. This is Fresh Air.